views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And it is Wednesday, February the 15th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Brother Davis is here for our Wise Wednesday edition of Tando Radio Show. But everyone, continue to support Tando Radio Show by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see the donation prompt that's on the far right-hand side. Definitely hit that and become a contributing member to this network. I always say it's more important, you know, at some point, at some time, you have to stop eating the fruit and you have to start feeding the roots that are bringing you the fruit. So you could do that by ensuring the Black Talk Radio Network will always be here by giving some of your financial energy. All donations, regardless of how small or how big, are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community. Be involved in that as well. It gives you an opportunity to use some of your social media, to have your social media activities from a more holistic standpoint, from a programs that have been put together for your overall benefit. And I think it's very, 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 very important that we start to contribute to things that are in our best interest. So you could do that also. And if you would like to acquire precious metals, real money, you could go to Prosperity Mint and that is www.prosperityMint, and check out some of the things that's in inventory. And then definitely before you purchase, make sure you email Wolf, like the animal, the number 6, Pack, P-A-C-K, and the number 1 at gmail.com. So make sure that you are purchasing correctly. Very, very important, especially for what's going on. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into what's in the news, and then we're going to get to Wise Wednesday, where Brother Davis is already in queue, ready to go. So let's jump into what's in the news. And big ups to my man, Scotty. Hope you feel better, brother. Scotty's just a little under the weather, but he'll get past it. So send out some of our energy to Scotty. All right, check this out. Let's go to the first article. Very, very important. I'm going to tell you something. In my years from being in the U.S. military for 4 years, and ever since then, I have never seen some of the events that we're seeing right now happening, and this is really a display of what's going on. This comes from RT. U.S. Navy confirms Trident II test off California coast puts end to UFO glow speculations. The U.S. Navy has confirmed launching 2 Trident II missiles from submarines off the California coast after locals noticed a mysterious glow in the sky, leading to a speculation about possible UFO encounters. Read more. And I'm going to pull this up really quick. This comes from Russia Today International, RT International. Oh, already had it up. My bad. Let me just real quickly. And I think this stuff is very, very important because this is no coincidence, ladies and gentlemen, at all. What did I just get rid of? All right. So here we go. The U.S. Navy has confirmed launching two Trident II missiles from submarines off the coast of California after locals noticed a mysterious glow in the sky, leading to speculation about possible UFO encounter. And it just shows you a picture of the U.S. Navy test two Trident II D5 ballistic missiles November the 7th and 9th in the Pacific Ocean. This is not that event. This just shows that. This was actually done last night. The Navy Strategic Systems Program conducted scheduled Trident II D5 missile tests missile flights at sea from Ohio-class submarine in the Pacific testing range off the coast of California, the Navy said in issuing a statement. And the actual, some of the photos are there for you to check out. So definitely do that. So this is, I'm going to tell you, in my overall experience in my time, it's never been where so many countries independently, jointly, collectively, unilaterally have been testing ballistic missiles at such veracity ever in my whole time never have I seen this before. Have they tested missiles before? Yes, but never at the overall frequency and the importance of those things as we see right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's because things are ramping up to what I believe is World War III, that's going to lead to global nuclear war one. Next article comes from Reuters. And my commentary on this is the sign reads, NASA is our national land, sacred and invaluable. Invaluable. Excuse me. Sorry about that, everyone. And I said, them be fighting words, folks. And I said, thanks, Jambone. Jambone sent this to us. This comes from Reuters. And it says that China warns the U.S. against... Let me pull this up really quickly, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I was talking too fast and I messed myself up. China warns the U.S. against freedom of navigation patrols. Hopefully, let me get this thing up. As it never fails, whenever we go on live, everything starts to slow way down here. But check out that article. And basically, they show the Chinese military on one of the islands. But here it is. It just popped up for me. China warns against the U.S. fresh naval patrols in the South Sea of China. And the foreign ministry on Wednesday warned Washington against challenging its sovereignty, respond to the reports that the U.S. was planning fresh naval patrols in the disputed South Sea of China. On Sunday, the Navy Times reported that the U.S. Navy and Pacific Command leaders were considering freedom of navigation patrols. Freedom of navigation patrols in the busy water... in the busy waterways by the San Diego-based Colvis Vinson Carrier Strike Group, citing unnamed defense officials. And China's telling them, don't do it. Don't do it. So check out this article. Very, very important. And as always, this is very relevant to what's going on. And I do believe that things is going to ignite in a hot war in the South Sea of China. So definitely it's reasons why you should be getting prepared. Okay, so check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Reuters as well. Exclusive: EU preparing early China summit and message to Trump. Brussels. The EU or the European Union is preparing an early summit with China in April or May in Brussels to promote free trade and international cooperation in the face of more protectionism and inward-looking Washington, three EU officials said. China and the EU will hold a summit every year. China and the EU hold a summit every year, usually in July, and a date has yet been fixed formally for 2017. They're speeding it up, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because everyone is aligning themselves for the trade war that's going to turn into shooting wars. Here is what the EU is doing, is that they are aligning themselves with China. And this has everything to do with you, your children, and the young people and the children within your family, because this ordeal that we're going to adversely affect many, many, especially young people. So check out this article. This thing is ramping up. Next article from Press TV. Press TV is one of the news agencies from Iran. U.S. troops, tanks arrive in Romania. 500 U.S. troops have arrived in Romania to allegedly beef up defense in Eastern European member countries of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is known as NATO, and more likely to further escalate Russia and NATO's tensions. So check out that article. It is all definitely building up. Next article. This one comes from RT International. Trump expects Russia to return Crimea, the White House says. U.S. celebrity figurehead Donald Trump has been tough on Russia and expects Moscow to return Crimea Peninsula to the Ukraine, the White House spokesman told reporter. How do you think that that's going to go over? One more article says, this comes from news.com.au, and this is an Australian one. Trump expects Russia to give up Crimea. The U.S. president has made it clear that he expects Russia to return Crimea to the Ukraine and reduce violence in the Ukraine, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said in a brief conference. Well, here's Russia's response. And I said, is no coincidence here whatsoever. And this is, and what I mean by that, from Sputnik News. This was also what's in the news here. From Sputnik News, U.S. asked Russia to return Crimea is like Moscow asking the U.S. to return California. There's a reason, and this is no coincidence. It is really for you to be reading between the lines on what is really being said, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is. Speaking to Radio Sputnik, a political commentary and a Duran contributor, Adam pointed out just how absurd Washington's press secretary Sean Spicer's statements that Russia must return Crimea really sound. The journalist also expressed the reasons for the civil war that is ongoing in Washington over its policies on Russia. And I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing being played out is what the system wants you to see and give you that impression, because there are a lot of things that's going on behind closed doors. Not only are the ballistic missile tests are unusual activity and at a frequency that has never been seen before in my recall of history, but what you see now, the turmoil and the perception of the turmoil, because it is just perceived turmoil. The perception of the turmoil is real for a reason. It's no coincidence. And I said that this was no coincidence, this article, because by them saying California, there was a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get to that pretty soon here. So Russia responded, there's no way that they're giving up the Crimea. Next article, this comes from Foxless News, one of the mainstream media entities that continue to put out information that best serves the overall agenda. Russia spy ship spotted 30 miles south of Connecticut. So it goes on. The Russian spy ship Voktor Lenovix on Wednesday morning was spotted 30 miles from Connecticut, home to a U.S. Navy submarine base, a U.S. official told Fox News. The ship position also placed it just south of New York and Long Island. So this is all a part of what they want you to know, and there's a reason why, ladies and gentlemen. So, and that reason is because they're going to come up with the situations to bring about the advent of the war that you're going to see very soon here. Next article comes from oilprice.com. A bloodbath looms over oil markets. And I would like to say that is also, once again, that is speaking about something, and I don't know if these individuals know, but, and I think they do, but they may or may not, but that is actually speaking into some things that's going to happen in the future, in my opinion. Yes, there will be a bloodbath over oil, both literally and figuratively, and that is going to definitely explain. So check out that article. Really, really good one for you to know. Next article. This comes from the Wall Street Journal. Michael Flynn is the first casualty of turmoil in the Trump administration. I would say no, not at all. This is all a play on what's going on. There's a lot that's going on behind the scenes that many of the people aren't being exposed to. This is the mad dash for the setup for what is coming, ladies and gentlemen. And there is, this ties into so much. It also ties in directly. Don't think it's a coincidence that just 7 hours before Flynn had resigned, that he had put Venezuela's vice president on sanctions for being a drug cartel, for being involved in the drug cartel and being involved in the overall drug, the illicit drug trade. And I'm going to tell you, it has everything to do, in my opinion, with the CIA, ladies and gentlemen. So things are starting to ramp it up, and you're going to see how they play this whole thing out. But I tell you, don't trust it. You just need to prepare for what's going to be coming so that you will not be as adversely affected and actually be able to seize on the opportunities because you are prepared. Next article, and this one comes from Bloomberg. And I said this in my commentary on this was a very dangerous situation beyond just the waters and dam. And it says, Bloomberg, why America's tallest dam is suddenly in danger. And I would tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is a part of the whole program. This is a part of the whole program. Remember when the celebrity figurehead, let me just read this headline real quick. Why America's tallest dam is suddenly in danger. California weather can turn on a dime, but climate change is playing a role too. Yes, climate change is playing a role because man has the technology to change the climate. That's what climate change is, ladies and gentlemen. Is not what they tell you. Now, one of the things that I will say about Orville, the key to this whole thing, if you really want to know, in my opinion, what's going on here, this is not something that, this is much more to it. Because the word Orville Dam or Orville, California, means this. Or is Spanish for gold. So that is Goldville, California. You start to get it? You start to get what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Don't think that this is a coincidence at all. That's what the word or means. So the correct way for you to understand what's being said here is that Goldville Dam, the tallest dam in the United States is suddenly in danger. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, has always been planned that way. Let's take a look at some historical things. When they found new gold deposits in Sierra Leone, they told the people to move. They wouldn't move, and all of a sudden, Ebola broke out there. The last major Ebola pandemic that you were introduced to here in the United States and everything else, that was because of that. And then in Haiti, when they had the earthquake, they found a new gold deposit in Haiti that the Clinton Foundation had started to take over. So that was one of the reasons why there. Remember Hurricane Katrina? What happened? You remember when the levees were blown in Katrina? Why? Because all of that area was rich in natural gas. They know that the whole system is going towards an asset-based economy, and Goldville is critical to that. You remember when celebrity figurehead Obama was called to Palm Springs last summer by the ASEAN nations, and then after that meeting with the ASEAN nations, the Asians of Southeast Asian, excuse me, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. And then after that meeting, all of a sudden, he had declared millions and millions of land as protected land by the United States government. Well, where do you think the lion's share of that was? It was on the West Coast, ladies and gentlemen, in Nevada and California. Why? Because of the what's underneath the ground. And this is the thing with that. They are, in my opinion, the overall drought that California was going through was actually produced by climate change, man changing the climate so that those daggone reservoirs would lose all of their water capacity, and it would destroy the overall infrastructure of those dams, so that at the appointed time that when those dams started to fill back up, the erosion from the depletedness of the overall pressure from that water that used to be there will be washed away, and then now you would have Katrina North, ladies and gentlemen. This is a plan, in my opinion. And right after Orville had the evacuation, there were people going in and looting people's houses after that. There is going to be a flood of not only water, but of people, and of that area will be known as a FEMA region, as a FEMA national disaster area, and it's going to be flooded and uninhabitable. So what does that mean? Once again, those resources won't be able to be laid claim by the people that are there. It's more to this stuff that's going on than what we think. I hope it doesn't happen. But if it does, you should know what's really going on. And I say it because I'm not afraid of what anything or anyone could do at all. Not whatsoever, because I realize something. My sovereignty and independence is not given by them or anyone else. It's determined by me. And your sovereignty and independence is determined by you. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, I hope it doesn't. The storm that California is going to get, especially in that region, is going to be huge. And it's going to bring more water than they expect. And now they have plausible deniability. And the overall amount of water that will be released to that land will be uninhabitable. They'll say it's uninhabitable for people. And now what will that mean? That they'll have to lay claim to acquiring everything that's in the ground there. A lot of people don't realize California still has massive amount of gold in the ground still to this day. So much more than what is perceived. So this is why it's very, very important that you prepare. And that is going to cause for the displacement of so many people. And the overall effects of that is going to be great. So check that out. Next article. And we may talk about that again probably tomorrow or the next probably tomorrow. So very, very important. Next one from Bloomberg. America just broke the psychological stress record. And misery loves company. It should be thrilled. Americans left and right are under so much stress is now registered on the American Psychological Association and anxiety meter for 10 years. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this is all purposely done. All purposely done. One thing, if you're prepared, you're never scared. So, and not only that, when you think for yourself, you're not on the merry-go-round or you're not being driven to insanity by someone else. Very, very important. So those were some of the things that were in what's in the news. So just wanted to get that out to you all. We are going to take Brother Davis is in queue. At any time, definitely give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. And we'll see you there and get your question or comment answered for Brother Davis. Now is the time for you to continue to prepare. What we talk about here, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, stuff we talk about here is not very popular within our community. but it's so necessary. It's really not. And because it's not, there's very few of us that will be prepared for some of the things that have are going to be happening, nor have we been prepared for things that have happened in the past. Everything has been told to you before it has happened in telegraph. We just didn't read the prompter. And Tando Radio Show is extremely important as to give you, for you to start thinking for yourself, because there is no solution that any man can offer you that you can't come to and determine and facilitate yourself. Yes, you can do it within collective prudence, but what I mean by that is much more important for you to realize that all solutions will have to come from you. And that is a very, very powerful thing that you should not be giving up or afraid to use. Very, very important. So with that being said, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely do jump in. We're going to go into a commercial break on the hour, so in 30 minutes. So I'm going to pass this over back to Brother Davis and on Wise Wednesday. And so definitely be a part of it. I'm looking forward to this episode of Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Brother Davis, are you there?
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is always good to hear the voice of a friend. Hey, my brother, how are you?
I'm at peace, and I'm going to tell you, man, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. But listen, I want to extend my happy Valentine's Day wishes to all of those who practice Valentine's Day. I definitely like to show my affection to my loved one or loved ones, because it's become a custom that one of the customs that I think that adds an attribute to the family as a unit. So I like them to understand the importance of what I don't say every day, and understand how I say that, because love is an action. I show that every day. And we must understand the importance of them separating the emotional content of what they're told from the reality of what they live. Okay, tonight's show is going to be on. We want to get right back on the preparation, and we're going to speak about preparation for the position that you're in for the first part of this show. And then in the second part of the show, I'm going to introduce you to a new aspect of yourself. Why? Because it's a part of preparation, and you have to understand this, that anytime someone is operating in a level of ignorance that is going to put everyone else in jeopardy, then literally they're living below the natural law. The natural law should teach us to live in harmony. But when you live based on your greed or your need, or in other words, when you put yourself above humanity based on whatever aspect it is, you literally have changed the order. And you've changed the order because you feel you have that right. Hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to get deep real quick. Why is that? Because you have been taught wrong. Absolutely, but it was to their advantage to teach you wrong. You see, you must be able to be placed into a state of fear based on teaching. If they taught you the truth about yourself, you wouldn't fear nothing. So they teach you the good and evil. They teach you life and death. They teach you that you can be victimized by any of these things. And that is wrong. Why is that wrong? Because literally, you have a contributing factor. If you understand what a contributing factor is, you live in this world on two realms. You live on the subjective realm, and you also live on the objective realm. And you have control in that concept on the realm that you're comfortable in. A lot of people think that, well, going to work every day and making this so-called money and meeting the demands that are placed on them is natural. It's not natural. It's been designed, and you fit the design. so they talked you into your little gap so that if you do have a job, there's a principle that you have to work within. If you don't have a job, there's a principle that you have to work in. They want you to see yourself as they see you. So that if they can convince you that with a job you have a certain degree of power, and without a job you have less degree of power. It is a reason for that. That's why it's so important that we prepare for any disaster, natural or unnatural. And all these things, that most of what David is telling you is not by a natural disaster. These things are being implemented because, why? As I said, they want you to fear. You're easily moldable in fear. And they teach you how to fear by they putting all of this stuff on TV about horror movies and vampires and killings. And they leave you with a statement. What do I mean by leave you with a statement? Chicago this weekend had 17 murders on Saturday night and 32 murders on Sunday night. That is only in one weekend. You see how they place their subjective opinion into your life in order to control you. You don't know if none of this stuff is true. Think about it. You're taking someone's word based on what? Because they say so? The reason why is because they're working you to a place for their overall plan. That's why we must prepare. Because these things that are going on naturally, well, you just heard Brother Wren tell you they're controlling the weather. And if you look at the dynamic of this winter, you could really see that. Because I'm going to tell you, for those of you who don't know, California was in a great drought going into the winter. Now they have water, so much water, it's so-called burst the dam. But see, for those people who have any idea of the prospect of how a dam literally is degraded, that leak would have had to start, 5 or 6 years ago. And nothing been done. Do you hear the social dynamic I'm giving you here? Because literally, all you heard was a dam broke. Don't think for a minute that if that dam was weak and was leaking as a natural process of material deterioration, that dam would have never happened. But if you've seen any pictures, that dam broke in one place and that hole was concentrated. What does that mean? That means it didn't look like there was a deterioration process. It looked like it was an explosive process. You see, once again, in the subjective world, they know that you have to at least adhere to what there is trying to plant in you. And then when you go to the news, they showed you the fear. Oh, are we evacuating all these people out of here so we can save their lives? Because we don't want the overall, what they call control flows, to break. Now, what is a control flow? A control flow is the way to alleviate the stream of water to go to different avenues to break down the power of the thrust of the water's expansion. But yet, understand this, those flows that they thought would not hold up, held up. So here's the catch that you don't know. If they wanted them to break down, they failed in what their purpose was. They did instill fear, but they wanted more property damage. This is why we prep. Because we live in a pseudo-neo-faceted world where a few people right to control everybody else. I mean, think about the dynamic of that. A few people, based on something that literally they have created, based on money. Because how many times do you hear somebody say, well, this particular economist who is based on his decisions on what has happened to the economy because of his experience of what, making money? And does that give him the right to tell you to be scared? If you're going to get into this game of prepping, start where you are. Literally. People talk about, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Well, a lot of us don't. There's a lot of things I would like to have had together by this time, but you know what? I began to realize a long time ago that this really is not about us being prepared. This is about us getting the things that we need for us to survive whatever comes. Because literally, our preparation as a family, as individuals, as a group, we only do that so that we can sustain a quantity of life after we go through all of this. And you know what's so unique about this? What's so very unique about this is that you must leave the confines of Western teachings. You must believe that the television tells you the truth. You must believe that the stories they're giving you are the truth. So you still believe that the World Trade Center was literally blown up by a group that they call themselves terrorists or Arabs, or should I say Saudi Arabians, that were able to hijack a plane in the most of the most advanced technological time in history. How much of this crap do you have to have on your plate before you realize that can't happen? The buildings just blew up and then they melted down. They melted down to such a degree that they couldn't find the furniture. They couldn't find people's body parts. They couldn't find anything that reflected the amount of resources that were in that building after it literally melted. Well, actually, it didn't melt. It deteriorated. Why? Because there's something called a particle beam weapon. And for those of you who are not into the know, would not realize it because they're following the storyline. But scientists have already come out and said, you know, this is a very, very impossible likelihood. Now, what is an impossible likelihood? It means it didn't happen the way they said it happened. Just like that dam. That is a very, very impossible likelihood. So we have to prepare ourselves for that in the subjective realm. Because literally, those people who want you to believe these things, this is where they operate in the control. Why? Because money allows them to buy souls. Why? Because souls put a price on themselves. And when they put a price on themselves, and you're dealing with somebody that has a devious nature, you just meet it. That's all. Do you think all of these congressmen that are voting for corporate control of America are doing that because of we the people? No. The evil just met their price. And I hope this isn't a revelation to some of you. Because in reality, that last election, Hillary Clinton had almost 3 million votes more than Donald Trump. But she didn't have the electoral votes. Guess why? It couldn't have been because Trump had a plan that they thought was more suitable for American growth, because he never said he had a plan. All he said was, I will make America great again. Do you think it's going to be any greater than it was before? And before what? And what makes America great? You see, all of these things they place at your feet with no explanation. This is why preparation is important. This is why we must learn the importance of being human. Because if you people are attacking the whole human community, and the community is starting to infight. And they're starting to infight because they're serving their purposes too. And if it don't serve their purpose, they'll go back to their property and they'll close the door and they'll say, okay, that stays out there and I'll protect what's in here. But outside the door is humanity. You see, we have to be able to put ourselves in the right frame of mind for the type of fear and destruction that they want you to see is capable of happening. So listen, I'm going to encourage you at this point to have the number ready so that you can call in. Be by your phones, because I'm going to take you into some areas of personal and self-awareness to deal not only in the subjective world, but I'm also going to give you an understanding of the objective world. Now, the objective world is where you really exercise your control. And understand this, they don't want you to know that. Because if you learn that, then you operate against their interests. And if you operate against their interests, then you're really taking control of your life. And for those people who are ready to take control of your life, you will be the leaders. Because as those other people who are living in fear begin to wake up, and they will, they're going to see who's doing what. And when they see who's doing what, they're going to realize, you know what? We're all in the same boat. We might have come from different cultures, different neighborhoods, different aspects of the country, but we're all in the same boat. You see, when you go to the grocery store and you go and you buy your food and you think, well, I'm going to get some processed food because that lasts longer and it still gives the family nutrition, you're doing what everybody else does. Oh, by the way, genetically modified organisms is in 70 to 85% of all shelf foods, packaged foods, and 100% of every soda. And in most cases, juices too, especially if they add sugar to them. Now, if they're all natural or organic, that works to your advantage, because there is some natural nutrients in there. There is some natural resources that might benefit your body. And see, that's literally where we must really put our preparation, as well as understanding what we're trying to achieve. That's why I say the objective world. See, we are in a dual society and always have been there. But we never understood our role, because they don't want you to understand what you can do. They want you to do what they tell you to do. So this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm encouraging you to get by your phones at 866, what is that? I got to find the number. Well,
866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, we'll see you in queue. That's the number, Brother Davis, so anytime you need the number, just I'll blurt it out for you case.
Now, the reason why I need you to call is because there's things going on in your life right now, and they're a burden to you only because of the way you perceive them. Understand how I say that? Only because of the way you perceive them, and that's because of the way you were taught. But now, what if I told you, and I'm quite sure David's told you many times, that you are actually energy. And energy doesn't die, energy transforms. So when energy is eliminated here to your aspect of Westernism, it's done. It's depleted. It's like a gas tank. No. That's not how it is. Why? Because we have energy that is changeable. And if it's changeable, then it cannot be totally depleted, but it can be transformed into something else. So you may not realize the importance. So let me give you an idea like that. You ever have an orange or a piece of fruit, okay? And you peel the fruit, and you take everything out of fruit that you want, and you eat that part of the fruit that you want to eat. Well, if what is in your hands that is left that you do not eat, can that rejuvenate into another piece of fruit? If you put it through a natural process, in most cases, it can or become a part of that process. You see, that's why they don't want you to know the truth is that you are a live energy. And everything you eat attributes to the natural process of the cycle of life. If it is natural. Now, I'm not telling you that you can go out here and get a bowl of spaghetti. And this is going to add to no, because see, spaghetti and stuff like that, when it goes into your body, it turns to a sugar. And it's designed to turn to a sugar. Why? Because it's a part of their plan to put you in a state of control. So with another sugar, your body overloads, and before you know it, as you age, you become diabetic because you were not knowledgeable about what was in what you were eating. This is not done by mistake. We have to stop believing that we were brought up, you've heard the term, oh, they got the sugars. That was diabetes. But now it's on steroids because it's become a part of a plan of depopulation. And they don't care who dies. Because guess what? There are more of them dying than us, and there are more of us to be around. That's why all this other stuff is going on. Because if they can create a disaster in your mind, they can put you in one. This is Wise Wednesday, and Brother Davidson, I'm going to tell you something. If you are not prepared mentally, it don't make a difference what you do physically. You can have everything that you want physically. Because literally, they want you to go out, they want you to buy. They want you to shop. They want you to store. Because that shows them that their plan is working. You're living in fear. But on the other hand, like I said, there's nothing wrong with preparing, because your preparation is to see that your family can live through this. Brothers and sisters, I give money to Black Talk Radio, because it's a part of my preparation plan. You see, if I didn't have the opportunity to turn on Black Talk Radio, I would not get the autonomy of topics and up-to-the-moment news by people who make it their business to give you the best out of the results that they put in. So to me, that's really a bargain. I'm still trying to learn different aspects of it. What do I mean? I mean the BTR community. I'm still trying to learn how to move around in there. But I'm trying to be able to tap into these as a resource, because they've shown themselves to be consistent in a time where many of the process of thought is based on desperate. Oh yeah, a lot of people are desperate. I don't know if you know it or not, but the latest fear factor was Russia now has had a powerful hand in the election, but don't nobody really want to reflect on that. But this is leading up to Trump's being attacked by the very people he thought was going to help him. That's right. What do I mean by attack? Believe me, you ain't hearing this word impeachment by chance. You're hearing this by design. So what if God planned beyond him, there's not going to be better than him. And he wasn't good at all. So, yes, we need to prepare. But we need to prepare so that we can attain as much up-to-the-date information as we can. I used to talk about having shortwave radios, and I have one. Radios that will work, because literally if you want to get information, that's probably going to how it's going to come. It will not be on TV. But guess what? Even if I have mine on, I'm going to have it on the station that will give me as factual amount of information as possible. So if the internet is up, or there's any way that I can pick up a signal from Black Talk Radio, do you think I'm going to listen to CNN or MSNBC? They don't have my interest in mind. We have to literally, we have to take care of those interests that keep us informed about the news we need to know. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not telling you to do something I don't do myself. That's why I said I give to Black Talk Radio. I give to them regularly. It's a part of my plan for preparation. Because as long as they're on the air, they're a resource I could tap into. And if there's some way that they're be able to put the message out when everything blacks out, that they're on such and such a frequency, I'm going to be able to tap into that frequency too. Because their integrity has demonstrated to me that it is definitely a part of the arsenal that I need to put together. And I'm encouraging you. You may not understand the importance of it yet, but you ask yourself this. If you were listening to something else at this hour of the day, are they even going to come close to teaching you about the subjective and the objective realms? You know why? Because they don't want you to know about them. And in most cases, if you talk about them, they're going to argue this as, oh, this that's a fable. But you're living it. So it's not a fable. Just like the life that you're living now does not depend on good and bad. It depends on you. Your decisions choose good and bad, not what somebody tells you. And that, don't believe that part about heaven and hell either. Because I'm going to tell you something. Heaven is what you make it here, and hell is what you make it here. So it's all up to you. And we must stay focused on trying to get through whatever may come. Because they're telling you, be scared of the physical, be scared of the mental, be scared of the spiritual. Well, they just want you in fear. But this is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones, and I'm telling you, you don't have to live like that. Now, you may not change because of what I say, but if you do a little bit of due diligence, you're going to find out there's some serious concrete information that's coming out of this show on Wise Wednesday. And if you do some due diligence, you're going to find out that you will be empowering yourself, because you will be doing what you come here to receive. You will be doing what is called growing beyond your circumstance. And here on Wise Wednesdays, we want you to grow beyond your circumstance, because guess what? Everybody that learns leads. And if that leading is just your family, then that's fine with me. Because that means that you're going to find a way. You're going to find a solution. Or you're going to find like-minded people. So let's wake up. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial. I want you to get on your telephones, call with your questions, and put them out there blatantly, because guess what? We need Black Talk Radio, and this is our opportunity to utilize it to the max. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we're talking about preparation and the need to have it on every level of life. So when we come back from the commercial, be on your phones with your questions, because in the objective realm is when you are working to get what you need and not being victimized by what you're being subjected to. So We're coming up on the break right now. This is Brother Davidson of Wise Winners. Pick up your phones because I'll be here to answer as many questions as I can as long as Black Talk is an avenue for us as a people. Is that break time? It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it should be. Scotty should be bringing us into a break real quick, Brother Davis. Let me see. I got knocked out. He should be. Yes. So here we go.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Brother Davis coming at you. Now, I've talked to you already about the subjective realm. You know what's going on out there. Dave talks about it every day. See, that means that it's making you subject to, so that your thought process would be based on what they're trying to subject you to. But let's talk about the objective realm. See, this is the realm that you control that we have been talking about. When I said things about, when I was teaching about meditation, it was about you. Okay? When I was teaching about food and consumption, it was about you. What you can do. Why? Because you have the power to be able to move beyond the subjective realm and focus on the objective realm. And why does that work to your advantage? Because in the objective realm, your objectives are the primary. So you don't have to really give credence to the subjective realm because they're always going to be there. They're always going to try to get you to fear. They're always going to try to get you to believe what they tell you to be true is true. I'm going to give you a quick example. Perfect example. How many of you remember Black Lives Matter? Well, Black Lives Matter was originally an idea of two women. Well, when international business people caught on to how they could use Black Lives Matter, they stole the whole concept. And in stealing the concept, they altered the concept. So therefore, when you hear Black Lives Matter, you know what they're saying? Black Lives Matter, but so do homosexual lives, so does the farmer's lives, so does the pigs, so does the goats. And then they're passing laws where people now have a right to have sex with animals. Does that sound like Black Lives Matter? You see, they've changed the dynamic of the original purpose. So, you know, don't just take my word for it. There was an interview here on Black Talk Radio where they interviewed one of the founders of it. And she said, oh, yeah, it's been hijacked. I mean, they came in, they bought their own people, they came up with their plan, and they literally kicked their people who had the original concept to the curb. This is true, brothers and sisters. And this happens anytime black people get to a point of leveraging themselves and go public. It happened with the civil rights movement. Why wouldn't it happen with Black Lives? You see, we fail to realize that the system is designed to keep us from understanding the truth. The truth is that we are only subject when we submit to what it is that they're doing. So understand how I said that. You are only subject when you submit. Oh yeah, I believe that they have 313 terrorists. They tore down the two world's largest buildings. Yeah, they rolled planes into them. Listen, if you believe what they say, you're following the program. if you dig a little deeper, and you don't have to dig real deep, it's all there. Scientists have been talking about it. Social organizations have been talking about it. Engineers have been talking about it. There's actually several videos out that says that 9/11 is an impossibility the way they describe it. And it's true. So when we begin to wake up, we begin to exercise our objective. We got to submit to that crap. You want to know the truth? Do a little digging. You're going to find out a whole lot more than they want you to believe. And guess what? The storyline, when you look at all media's projection of it, is the same. You know why? Because they want to subject people to the same thing. They want you to be programmed. When you operate in the objective realm, you are operating outside of the program. And this is the state of mind we must be in order for us to prepare for any disaster. Because I'm going to tell you something. Most people fail to realize a simple statistic. According to Westernism, you can only die once. You understand the dynamic of what I just said? You can only die once. But the truth is, a lot of times when this so-called death that they talk about, they initiate it. Look at history. They're the most prolific killers known to man. The sad part about it is that humanity is so caught up in fear because of the program that they don't want to see it for what it is. But we have to, because now, guess what? We are in the crosshairs. You think for 1 minute that a major dam in California, I understand how I said that, a major dam in California just grew a hole? Wake up, people. These systems are coming after us for their purposes. Why? Because they feel that because I have money, I have a right to rule over you because you don't have any. That's the dynamic of the subjective realm. They don't have a right, but they will give you the impression by watching that boob tube that they are the better thinkers. But if you look at what they're doing, it's all self-destructive. So how are they a better thinker than you? There's so much armament that we have in the human body that we have not been able to tap into based on the teachings of Westernism. And if we literally did the initial work, to just follow up on some of the things. What are some of the things? Did you do any due diligence on meditation? Did you do any due diligence about the food you buy and feed your family every day? Did you do any due diligence about having a certain amount of currency and real currency? Because there's a reason why we give you all this information. Because if you did, then you are prepared more so than the average individual that doesn't have any idea what Black Talk Radio is. And there are a lot of them. There are so many of them that I couldn't begin to count. We must stay purposeful to our own objectives. And that's why it's important to understand the duality of everything. Even with a simple decision. I told you before about a person wanting to buy a pair of shoes, and they got $40, and these shoes cost $40, but that $40 is being held for that telephone bill, and they're thinking, well, the telephone bill, I can pay that here in 2 weeks, and I can go ahead and take this $40 and I can get these shoes. But that shoes, once they get them shoes, then they realize, guess what? All I could do is wear these. They don't add to me. They just reflect of me. But in the meantime, that telephone bill now still needs to be paid, so I got to find another $40. Do you understand the duality? Well, if that's the case, that's operating in every area of your life. The duality of food. Yes, well, no, the cheaper food is the processed food. And you know what? If I go ahead and send my $50 and get all processed food, I get more food. But if I go ahead and get fresh food, I'm not going to be able to get more food, but I'm going to have to put it in the operation right away. I'm going to have to prepare it so that it will last for me. so I might have to cut my greens down. If I buy a lot of greens and put them in plastic bags, freeze them, and the greens that I don't freeze, I can eat right away. You see, we are required to take care of this body that is ours. We're not required to do what other people in this objective realm is subjecting us to unless we submit to it. And the sad part about it is that if you do submit to it, you will never have control of your life. Why? Because there must be an antagonistic atmosphere so that your thoughts do not settle. You must be agitated in your mind process so you cannot think for yourself. What does that mean? Turn on the TV. That's agitating. It doesn't allow your mind to settle down. It's jumping from issue to issue. Every time you watch a TV show, then the commercial comes on. So what do? They break up your thought process so that those images they're putting into your mind literally now are being aided by a so-called island. And that's what they call it. This is a commercial. It's an island for you to take your mind off the main issue, which is the picture, which is designed to give program to you anyway. So this is just an attribute to the original program that's another program. But when you turn all of that off and you take time to think for you, then you are operating in the objective realm. So we have to be able to, regardless of what's going on around us, do what we consider prepping is from the position that we are in, only so that we can survive. Because we don't know what that's going to entail. And the sad part about it is that most of the people who don't prepare are going to be looking for those people who they know do prepare when that so-called disaster comes. So you even have to be seriously understanding, do I really want to inform certain parts of my family? I'm there. I mean, it might sound like it's a dilemma, but in reality, it's not. Now, I've encouraged you to call, pick up your phones, because these questions that you can ask right now, I can give you some simple, civil solutions based on your objectivity, not what's going on around you, because when you focus on that, you lose focus of your objectivity. And do you understand why I'm saying the difference of subjective and objective? See, it's important that you focus on your objective, because you are going to be subjected to a lot of things that has really nothing to do with what you're trying to achieve. And what is important is that in your process, you constantly keep an eye out for those people who are like-minded, because they can become an attribute to that which you're building. We are a humanity, and we have seriously failed ourselves when we have allowed those people who think they have control to take control. Y'all are using the tools that they have. They have money, so they buy all anything TV they want. They have money, so they buy all the politicians they want. And make no mistake, they are buying politicians. Make no mistake, they're buying electoral colleges. Make no mistake, they have well planned this. But the only thing that can change that dynamic is you. You decide, not really. That's not really what I want. So I'll see you later. I tell my grandchildren, if they ever put you in the line and say, go in that room, and you look in that room and you don't like what's going on, run. You can run home. They say, really? I said, yeah, just run. Run out the door. Don't tell nobody. Just run. Because I'd rather have you come home and us be informed that you go in that door and then come home the next day and you're laying on the couch and you're saying, you know, I don't feel very well. And your parents lean over to you and they say, well, what's wrong, honey? Is your stomach, get your headache? Well, no. Well, how was school today? Well, they gave me a shot. What? See, they're operating to move that way. And if we don't prepare our children, then their thought process, they will easily take that authority from you. They've already taken it in certain areas. And there is a exodus out of California, because out there now, vaccinations have become mandatory, even though they know that they have found that a lot of these vaccinations are not healthy. They're legislating them amongst the people. Do you think for 1 minute that if we do not rise up there, it's not going to move across the country? So not everybody will rise up. A lot of people are just going to get in that line and say, well, I'm going to take the luck of the draw. And once they do that, they're going to move on. They're going to move it up to other levels. You know why? Because you have submitted to the program. You've already heard them talking about RFID chips. But they're not telling you what that chip does. What if there's a poison agent in there? And all they got to do is hit a frequency, and that chip disperses that poison in your body. And then you can do about it. Now, I know a lot of y'all don't really want to hear this, but this is truth. And the truth is that we can operate in our objective realm. But if you don't, then you're only going to be victimized by the subjective realm. And I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a lot of victims. There's going to be a lot of victims. Because a lot of people, they don't think it's going to happen to them. I mean, believe me, they hear it. They see it. If they do any due diligence at all you got to do is Google RFID chip, and they tell you this is the plan. And you know what? They're saying, oh, that won't happen here. Well, guess what? In London, England right now, if you have a baby, that baby got an RFID chip. That's right. Why do you think that they pass laws that all people that are born in America must be born in a hospital? That's a law. You know why they can't document it and die in the hospital? They know what they're doing. They're trying to get you to submit to what they're doing. What else you don't know? There's probably midwives all over the country out here. There's probably thousands and thousands of children that are born without birth certificates right here in this country, because they're operating on the objective of what they're trying to achieve. We cannot submit to a system that literally is killing us. And don't take my word for it. Look in your own community. I can name a few diseases and everybody's attached to it. Cancer, everybody knows one. Diabetes, everybody knows one. High blood pressure, everybody knows one. And pretty soon they're going to be saying water, because they're going to, everybody knows some place that got some bad water. See, we have to operate in the best interest of us. And if you are not prepared to take on that responsibility, then you are letting yourself be victimized. But once again, I'm saying pick up your phones. You got about 45 minutes left. 45 minutes. Because I'm going to tell you something. Although you may not think it, Scotty knows that they listen to his show, his radio channel, every day. Why? Because it's informing people. They are counting the number of people listening to every show. Because to them, that's a minute number. When you look at the realm of media, it's a minute number. But you know what it is to them? These are the informed. What is the length and the power and the value of their voice? And I'm going to tell you, you hear protesters and all that, those are objectives. See, so there's a lot of people out here that are waking up in different ways. And as they begin to wake up, some of them are getting downright militant. But we're not alone. It's just that they're not getting the information the way you're getting this information. What we have to do is we have to, first of all, find out where we stand. How do you do that? You got to know who you are. That's right. You can. And people talk a whole lot of game. I can say to you, okay, I'm going to be here every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I'll only be here on Wednesdays. But if I tell you I'm going to be here on Wednesday, then you can bet I'm going to be here on Wednesday. Because what I give to you, I'm trying to build and strengthen you. I'm adding to the whole that you are, the whole person that you are. So pick up your phones. Give us some calls here. Let us put this information out here. Let us disseminate what your question can be the answer for someone else. Let's change this dialogue. Let's change this monologue into a dialogue. Because I'm going to tell you something. With the way things are going, literally a lot of this is them out of fear. Or a Trident sub's out of missile off the coast of California, but guess what? You got to take somebody's word for that. But if it induces fear, guess its purpose is working for. We have to take control of our lives, and we have to organize. And in that organization, we have to have some fundamental things that we all agree to. And in those fundamental things, we can build a greater voice. Listen, I talked to you about food, I talked about GMOs, I talked about meditation. I'm telling you about self now. The self that you have learned about through Westernism is a taxpayer. That's it. The self that you truly are in the realm of subjectivity and objectivity is a giant. So a giant doesn't submit to the level of taxpayer, because that just may be an attribute of what he does so the society can find balance. Don't get me wrong. I'm not fighting you. I'm really trying to inform you to let you know that you literally have been lied to. They want you to celebrate those lies. Perfect example is the 4th of July. Why do we celebrate the 4th of July when it's a July? I mean, literally, the 4th of July is supposed to be celebrating the independence. But yet, we're not independent. There's systems that are entrapping us into the very thing they say we've been free from. All we got to do is wake up. The sad part about it is that just Valentine's Day is another one. But I have a greater connection with Valentine's Day, because you know it's based on a myth. It's just a way to say to someone that you love, I love you. It just fortifies that. It's a day of sunshine for that. But all those other days, well, they're based on the history. It never happened. Columbus Day never happened. But we got one for the Italians. And guess what? The Latinos are starting to get upset now, so we get ready to get a Latino holiday. Oh, George Washington Carver. He deserves a holiday. You know why? He's a great inventor. They don't even want to talk about his true attributes, because if they do, they have to tell you, you know, George Washington Carver had a lot to do with Ford Motor Company. What? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that you don't want you to know, because it keeps you in their control. But as we begin to spread our wings, we're going to find that we're around a lot of like-minded people. You know what? The sad part about it is that right now, you know, guns and ammunition are on an all-time high. You know why? Because these people have been misinformed. They think that they can kill their way. But they fail to realize elimination was never used as a tool. They started using it as a tool. Why? Because it is a sign of tyranny. It is a sign that someone feels that they have a right to force you because they have a gun. These are the wrong teachings of Westernism. And we must wake up, and we must walk in the power that is humanity. And we must walk in the power that is melanated people. Because, see, we are not confined as much physically as other people are. Now, do your due diligence. Because it's, oh, yeah, they're better athletes, or they're better all around. Why? Because that was desired. I was reading just the other day where there's a kindergartner getting ready to enter college. Well, I can't say kindergarten. He's a kindergarten age, 7 or 8 years old. Getting ready to enter college because literally he's excelled to that level. So that is their fear. That as we begin to wake up, we begin to expand in those mystic forces that are a part of what is called melanin, or right side brain thinking. You see, left side and right side, these are hemispheres of the brain. They say the left side is more analytical, so therefore it must do things based on charts, it must, and graphs, where the right side is more creative. So therefore, all it needs is the idea to build on and take that idea to add another level, each level. And sometimes that may be someone that's an artist, that the next level moves him into a scientist. See, because he's not limiting his thinking based on analytical genre. And see, that's what's happening right now. Subjective world has given you a lot of analytical genre. It's scaring, trying to scare you into believing, oh, the end is near. There's nothing you can do, dear. Just close the world, close the window and let the world blow up. No. This is the only world we know. This is ours. And when these people think that they have a right to control what belongs to the greater portion, there's an imbalance. And that is why we must take the lead in preparation so that our families can live through this, so that we can correlate with other like minds and speak up with one voice and say, you know what, this is not happening. You know, one guy once said to me, well, what if all of us stop using money? Well, if you stop using money, you take their power. So, well, let's do it like that. Well, you have to understand, there's going to be subjective causes to doing it like that. We could, if we went out and started farming, because that way we could grow our own food. They wouldn't have way, they couldn't control us that way. And if we stopped using machinery so that we do not need their energies, then they couldn't control us anyway. That's why they don't want us living off-grid. You heard the term. Those people living off-grid now being arrested, that's why. Because they want you to need them so they can take resources from you. But in reality, some people accept that life. If you're one of those people who are not ready to accept their life, pick up your phone. We are moving into the last half hour, and I'm telling you something about this subjective and objective realm. If it gets out and people begin to operate like that, this is like giving you a truth that can arm you to do almost anything. So people say, well, why do you do it if you know it's going to raise an eyebrow? I don't care. Because guess what? Long before me, there were men like Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King, W.D. Du Bois. These people were literally attacked for exposing their people to the truth. And I've already told you that they cannot eliminate me because I don't believe what they believe. Now, they could eliminate the aspect, but all they do when they do that is give my energy to someone younger who may already think like me and has not reached my age. Because if that's the case, they're going to be better, more equipped, and better prepared. And they don't want that. Because that means that we are multiplying their problem. I'm encouraging you once again. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. And I'm trying to get you to understand that we don't have to allow ourselves to be submitted to allow what's going on. Can we stop it? Only if we decide to take control and unite. Because see, here's another thing that you must understand. One person in humanity is connected with everybody else. So if you are not liking what's going on, there's a lot of other people not liking what's going on. And when you start communicating, and believe me, you will, they're going to start cutting on communications off. This is just the nature of destruction. And believe me, their intent is to destroy you, whether you want to accept that or not. But when you look at companies like Monsanto's, there has been no other company in the history of America that has a right to kill you, and you can't do nothing about it. That's what that Monsanto hack is about. And a lot of people sit back and say, well, it hasn't affected me yet. Oh, it has. You just don't want to look at it the way it is. But it has. So this is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones. We're moving into the last half hour, y'all. The last half hour. And I'm encouraging you to call because literally we are trying to give you a part of us. So we're going to take a break. I'm coming right back. But do pick up your telephones. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back. It's your Brother Davis, and I'm going to tell you something, man. This has been an exciting show for me because I've always been wanting to open the door for people to understand that they're greater than their circumstance. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people will accept their circumstance. That's okay, too. Because, see, in informing you, I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've served the purpose that is higher than me. And the best part about that is that I know that I have a clear conscience because, literally, I've done the best I can. Understanding the two realms of being is always functioning in your life. And a lot of times, in those two realms of being, we find ourselves getting caught up in our emotions. And literally, you should be controlling your emotions and teaching emotional control. Because it's like a person with a child that has not been taught emotional control. That child's emotions can go out of control. Not only be embarrassing, but it can be life-threatening. And what is life-threatening? Life-threatening means that they could act up at a time when you need them to be cooperative. But you know what? Since you never really operated in that, for them to understand that, then they feel they have a right to act up. And that may literally put everybody in your group in jeopardy. Everything has a purpose and time. And you can do something about that time factor. See, we live in the realm of time. And you know what? We're not allowing ourselves to see that our energy does not live in the realm of time. See, our energy is entrenched in our bodies. Why? Because that's the only way it can live in time and space. I know this is getting real deep, but I'm giving it to you anyway. Without this body, your energy cannot exist in time and space because it's not limited by time and space. That's why when people say that when you die, that literally you have to go to a judgment. No, you don't have to go to a judgment. You know why you don't have to go to a judgment? Because you're not being judged. Your behavior is being weighed against guilt. If you got a lot of guilt, yeah, it's going to be heavy. But if you don't, it won't be heavy. That simple. But if you believe the evil and the good, that means that if you were judged because of you did negative things, then the devil is going to come up with a pitchfork and you're going to live in hell for eternity, the eternal fire. Well, that's where you'll go. Why? Because you gave power to that thought process. So don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you what to think. I'm just telling you the difference in the truth than what you were told. See, in reality, Tesla had an idea to give everybody electricity free. You know that? Oh, yeah. Tesla wanted electricity to be a gift to humanity. But you know why it's not? For the same reason why we're put through so much of this stuff under the subjective realm. Because, see, they couldn't make money off free. So, you realize Tesla died bitter. I can't even say bitter. He died victimized by the fact that he could not achieve what he wanted to achieve when he was on the precipice. But people with money stopped him. Yeah, he died an old feeble person, victimized by the things that he wanted to do, but he gave so much away, so much of his power, that when he really wanted humanity to be blessed by his experiments, they took that ability away from him. Now, for those of you who don't know a little inside, no, Tesla studied in Egypt. Egyptology, the science of Egypt, the aquifers of the pyramids, this stuff that he came up with was not his own. But he capitalized on it. Don't take my word for it. Do your own due diligence. I'm going to always tell you that, because you will grow by your own seeking. That's why it's so important about objective realm and the subjective realm, because in the objective realm, you operate to your advantage. We must always do that. I've encouraged you to call. And the reason why I've encouraged you to call is because literally, you're not going to get this on any other medium. And if you do, you're going to seek it out, and those people that you seek out are going to go into a greater detail. Hopefully. Because there's a whole lot that you don't know. There was a whole lot I didn't know. When I started studying, and I really started opening up my mind, and I started really passing knowledge back and forth through my mediumistic travels and my educational growth and my own due diligence, I was like, wow, that's why. There is a reason why they do not want you to know the truth about yourself. Y'all remember those days we used to watch The Mummies? The Mummies, too. We was a kid sitting back watching the first horror, generation horror movies and stuff. They never reflected that these were black people. Never. The programming was in full effect then. See, we have to understand that if we were going to take control, we have to disconnect to some degree. Because as long as you're connected, they're in control and they're feeding you what they want you to have at the rate that they want you to have it. So now that they got you thinking the way they want you, now they initiate this fear. Why? So that they can control you. We've been around this bubble time and time again. I have said before, if you really want to make a difference, go out into your communities, talk. Find those who are like-minded. Right now, these communities are a hub behind Trump. There are people out here now that are hungry to be a part of something greater than themselves. You can do that on every level. Economically, you can do it. You can do it on a political level. You can do it on the medialistic level. There's a lot of things that you can do, but you have to initiate that by taking over the objective realm in your life. And you put your objectives out there and you operate to achieve those objectives on a regular basis. Because I'm going to tell you something, it will only strengthen you. And the reason why it will only strengthen you is because when you become across those people who think like you, your voice gets louder. And there's a lot of them out there. A lot more coming too, because I'm going to tell you some of the policy changes that you've been hearing about, oh, that's going to put people up in arms. Oh yeah, I don't know if you all know, I think it was about $150 billion to take up from the Social Security. You didn't know that? Oh yeah, in the dark of night they legislated your tax dollars for your area, your areas of aging. They took it. didn't ask you about it. They didn't consider how you feel about it. They just took it. So can you imagine what $150 billion could do? And they're going to use it to get you. Oh, absolutely. They're going to buy a little bit more influence. They're going to pass a little greater degree of corruption, and they're going to do it right in front of your face. You see, I was one of the loud voices out there with back when the Supreme Court passed a rule that corporations had the same rights as individuals, but you know what? People was all, well, what's that mean? And I'm saying, can you buy a $50 million company? Can you go out here and buy a baseball team? Do you have $35, $40 million in a lunch fund that's waiting for you to do anything you want to? Then they do not have the power of people. They have powers of corporation. Why give them the same rights as people? But no, it's the government. Well, now you see what they're doing with that power. And that's cool. Why is it cool? Because you didn't do nothing when it was going on, and now you're going to be victimized by the things that they do now. So, for those of you who didn't know, Lake Shasta in Northern California was almost a droughted area. Now it is full again because they control the weather. Oh, sure, you can't bother. That doesn't bother you because you're not doing anything about it. It must be acceptable. Listen, it doesn't make no difference if the ice in Antarctica is melting at an alarming rate due to CO2. The waters are rising all over the world. Countries, literally, countries are being eliminated because of the rise of water. Is the destruction of Earth. But you rather watch it on TV than have an active voice to make it change. Well, this is your opportunity. When it passes you by, please, don't get upset. Don't, when they say, and they've already said that, do you realize that the world is at a tipping scale in the last 3 years in which we can literally change our habits to make this a habitable marble again or continue what we do and destroy it? But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't see anybody that's taking an active role in making this known. And the people that do, they keep very quiet. Oh, yeah, they're on 3:35 in the morning. And but they won't be on 6:25 in the evening, that's for sure. You know why? Because they're saying, well, we gave you an avenue to convey your point. Do you realize that our oceans are so inundated that literally there are groups of fish that once were plentiful that cannot be found anymore? When are we going to take responsibility? When are we as a human race going to realize that we cannot survive without this thing called Earth? You see, the problem is bigger. But it only is bigger because we're not taking an active role in doing something. Do you realize the United States, hold on to your seats, the United States has more black people incarcerated in prison now than they did during slavery? Now, what does that equate to? That equates to free labor. But that same thing that they tell you, oh, well, Independence Day is because the slaves were free. No, the slaves weren't free. There's more slaves today because of the incarceration system than at any other time. Is there any phone calls?
Yes, Brother Davis. I just can't see where this caller it's a caller from the 703 area code. You're on with Brother Davis. What's your name and where you're calling from and what is your question or comment?
Hi, my name is Dee and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome, sister.
Oh, thank you. This is really interesting. And it's a real eye-opener. So how do you, I guess, prepare or get enlightened to know about more of the knowledge that you're speaking of?
Okay, this is what's called spiritual knowledge. And you can literally go to the library and look under spiritual knowledge, and it will show you a number of different books. I started out with basic human spiritual knowledge. What does that mean? That means something, spiritual knowledge that dealt directly with me as a human being. And it begins, the more I read, the more it begins to open up doors. And the reason why it opens up doors is because I'm beginning to understand that I got a lot more power than I thought I was I had as a Western taxpayer. But in reality, I can speak to water, and you can too. You can speak to water and tell that water that when you drink it, you literally want to feel the power of your happiness, your growth. And when you drink that water will give you the happiness that you seek. I know that seems strange to a lot of people, but every living thing is connected. And when you begin to understand, you begin to realize you have no limit to your power. So that means every living thing that you come in contact can be an attribute through your thought process or the natural vibrations that you give out. So I would suggest you go to the library. Now, there are select books, but see, as a spiritual person, I don't have a right to lead you, but I can direct you so that as you begin to open those books yourself, you begin to find your own path. When someone is leading you, you are allowing them to tap into their own intent. And it should not be any intent as someone that is opening a door other than to help you go through that door.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, you could tune into the show, or you could call in and tell them you would like to request more shows like this. And I could really go into a lot of greater detail. But see, with the form we're in, I'm trying to respect everybody's right to religion. But right. I have opened the doors for people to go out and do a little due diligence and grow a little more in the areas of their interest. Because I'm going to tell you, sister, you have not begun to realize the power that you have initiated when you start down this path. I mean, even the way you breathe can be altered so that you can be stronger. You can give energy to more parts of your body. You can literally heal disease in your body, but there's a process, and you have to learn that process. And in learning that process, you become more empowered. So you'll stop eating certain things, and you'll eat those things that ignite the power in your body, and you'll grow. And this is all on every stage. Go ahead. And what's your question?
Is this sort of like enlightening, like your chakras and that type of stuff, or
Oh, absolutely. Chakras are energy centers, and these energy centers are designed so that literally you can control the distribution of your thought process as an energy and literally either heal yourself or add strength to different aspects of your body, because your mind literally is telling you to do what it feels, but it's not telling you what to do. You see, a lot of people, they get that mixed up, but you have what is called your real self, and your real self activates according to whatever you're in, whether you're in danger, whether you're in a happy mood. You ever get to a point where you laugh so much that you just couldn't stop? Well, see, that's that part of your real self that's allowing you to enjoy the joy that you're experiencing. And it does that in a number of different ways. But one of the things you must learn is you can have more control over it when you begin to take more control over yourself. And taking control over yourself will be explained to you as you begin your spiritual path.
So what you're saying is go to the library and get some books on spirituality?
No, human spirituality.
Human spirituality, okay.
Yes.
Human spirituality.
Now, the reason being is because you wanted to focus on you. Now, there's a lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of New Age stuff in there. But as you read it, you're going to be able to sort all of that out. Because that's why I say human. You want to start with something that's going to add to you right away, mm-hmm. that is not going to direct you to something that's going to be dangerous to you. Let me add this to you. If you want to start mm-hmm. with the book of Ma'at, M-A-A-T, Ma'at. See, Ma'at is a balance, and it teaches you how to live in accordance to becoming greater.
Okay.
42 principles. It's 42 principles, and as you read these principles and as you read the subject matter, you will grow to understand exactly why I decided to open that door of Ma'at, and that's all I'm doing. I'll see, whenever I give you something like that, I'm just taking you to the door. Whether you open it and go through it is your choice. See, that's what makes spiritualism a free, growing, independent of other things. Now, there are other tools, but those are tools that you use according to the level in which your need is. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Keep tuning to the Black Talk Radio, because I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of things that are coming down the line that add to your growth process, because then you're going to be able to separate that is subjective and that is objective, which is a great feeling, because now you begin to identify those things, which is part of your spiritual walk. Well, look, sister, thank you very much for your call.
All right,
thank
you.
Have another question?
Yeah, just one more question. Okay. Are you on like every night, or is it at certain days that you come on?
Well, we have Candle Radio every night, but I do Wise Wednesdays. And on Wise Wednesdays, we try to focus on keeping the ideal of prepping in the forefront, and the attributes that you will need along that line. Not all of the prepping is going to be about the subject matter. So when Dave comes on, mm-hmm. he's giving you subject matter. These are things that are going on around us. All right?
Mm-hmm.
When I come on, I'm opening the door to your objective, meaning that what you can be doing that's going to help you in your prepping process, it's going to help you in your personal life, it's going to help you grow to be the person you want to be.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Well, this is really, really good stuff, you know, because I'm not into religion and all that, you know, so this is kind of like where I'm at, what you're talking about. So this is really helpful. I appreciate
it. Okay. Well, listen, anytime during Wise Wednesday, you can call with any question during the week. If Dave's here, you can call him with any question, because I'm going to tell you one thing about Dave. If he can't answer you, he'll say what he'll need in reference to finding that answer. Or he might just say, you know what, that would be a good question for Wise Wednesday. Why don't you give Brother Davis a call?
Okay.
Everything works in conjunction, sister. I appreciate your phone call.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, we are winding down here for Wise Wednesday right now, and I always try to encourage you to do just what the sister did, to call, because now she has been empowered enough to go and do her own due diligence. So this has been a great show to me, because if I could just reach one, then I've really been rewarded for the time that I spent here. It's easy to tell you that I love you, but it's easier for me to show you I love you through Candle Radio's Wise Wednesday. Hey, Dave, it's back to you, my brother.
Much love, much respect. Thank you, Brother Davis. As always, another great Wise Wednesday to the sister that called out of Ohio. Much love, much respect to you, sister, and to all of our listeners that are listening to us by way of Black Talk Radio Network. We just want to thank you all for who you are and what you're doing, and I say that your talents and your abilities were given to you, and your free will was the greatest gift that the great creator has given you. Now it is upon you to be the great creator with the gifts and talents that you have. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Until then, much love and much respect. The new Abolition Radio show is coming on right after Tando Radio Show, so stand by for that. And much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.